Thanks for coming. As we do, I'll go through the champions on defense. Jonathan Cooper, B.B. Landers, these are the guys that graded out champions. Tuff Borland, Malik Harrison, Pete Werner, Damon Arnett, Sean Wade, Jordan Fuller, and Brennan White. So it should look. A player of the game played outstanding, Draymond Jones. He had 3 QB hurries, 2 QB knockdowns, 2 PBUs, and a pass broken up, a fumble recovery, and a touchdown. On offense, he had 3 offensive linemen, Isaiah, Demetrius Knox, and Thayer Munford. Tailback, J.K. Dobbins, ran really, really hard. Luke Farrell graded a champion. Our quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, graded a champion, and Paris Campbell. We had co-players of the game, Mike Weber, probably his best game. I know he's had more yards, but as far as physical, against a rush defense like that, 22 carries, 104 yards, most of it post-contact. And Terry McLaurin, who's, you know, put a statue of him somewhere. If I told Terry, if I had another child, I'm going to name him Terry. But don't imagine that's going to happen. So, Special Forces Award, you have Drew Chrisman, 15 production points, 5 punts down inside the 6. Terry McLaurin, just ridiculous what he does, 2 punts down inside the 5. Special efforts, Johnny Dixon and Justin Hillier. Justin is a monster. A couple interesting stats I shared with the team yesterday. In the second half, starting field position for Ohio State was around the 50-yard line, 49-yard line, and Michigan State was the 9-yard line. Michigan started the first 5 drives of the second half on the 5-yard line, 6-yard line, 3-yard line, 1-yard line, and 2-yard line. Total drives inside the 10, starting inside their own 10, Michigan State at 6, Ohio State 0. Total drive starting outside the 30, Ohio State at 10, Michigan State 2. And obviously turnovers, we had a critical one, but we created 3. Time of possession, 37 to 22. So with that said, I'll answer any questions for you.
Urban, you mentioned, you know, 3 of your offensive linemen graded out as champions. Are you happy with the starting offensive line overall, like especially at center, left guard? Could there be a shakeup even this late in the season?
Probably not right now. I think we can play a little bit better. I think we've, you know, that was a rugged day now. That was, it's not exactly where we need to be, but I think, you know, I am satisfied with where we're at. You know, the next guy would be Wyatt Davis.
And looking at Mike Jordan, he seems to still be like a guy that's trying to learn the center position on the run. Is just what are you seeing out of him specifically?
At times playing very good, graded champion several times. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I see a big body that works his tail off, and it is a little bit of a transition for him.
Next up, Bill.
Urban, against Nebraska, you guys seem to feature pistol formation quite a bit, and then last week I think maybe you only did it 4 times or so. Was that more of a matchup thing with Michigan State? Just why did you not feel comfortable, I guess, going to that look in the run game last week?
The pistol with the tailback behind in the center. That's all game, play specific. It's not, there's really not that much difference in the, I guess I should, you know, it's not that much of a difference in what we do. So it's, that's Kevin or Ryan, and they present to me and I listen, and but that's not a huge deal.
I didn't, because Tony Alford was talking last week about how it gets those guys going downhill a little bit more.
Momentum.
Yeah, I didn't know if you needed that with a more drop back passer, and if that benefited Mike or JK anymore running out of that look.
That's conversations we're having.
Far left, Mitch.
Urban, Dwayne's passing numbers have cooled off. Where is he? What's your assessment of where he is in his development? Is he where you would like him to be now, or what?
I think the key word is development. He's still, this will be his 10th game or whatever, 11th game. Also, the quality of defense, you know, we're facing what we saw Saturday was legit quality defense. And so I think his development has been very good to this point. We'd like to see him catch fire again. And it's not just, you know, once again, it's pressure on him. It's the receivers. We had, you know, we catch it, you know, Johnny catches that ball, which he always does coming across the middle. That's a 35 or more yard gain. We had another one, you know. It's just, it's So I'm pleased with Dwayne, but it's just like when he has a great day, usually he's upright, not getting hit, and the guys are making great catches for him.
Third row left, Dan.
Urban, Michael Jordan had a few issues with the snaps, including the turnover you mentioned before. Are you concerned that that's continued to be an issue over the course of the season? What do you do to try to work on it? If you're not going to make any changes to the offensive line, what are the things you guys are working with him on to try to avoid this?
I think you know the answer to that. Work really hard at it, and he was out there yesterday and working on his, you know, how he holds the ball, and, you know, we're studying and working extremely hard on it.
Second row right, Rob.
Urban, you guys are 9-1, still got a shot at winning the Big Ten, still a shot at the playoff. And yet there's this sense out there and probably in here that as Ohio State teams go, this is a little bit better than average. Is that a product of your success? Is that a product of the expectations that have been set here? Or do you think it's legitimate to where you are right now that this team has a long way to go? Or
First of all, it's a product of Ohio State. You know, it's a product of, you know, the top programs in America. You know, you go on the road and win by 20 points against a ranked team. Someone said it's our 8th ranked win on the road. And what happened? You know, what's the problem? Why are you, you know, what about this? What about that? And now I could stand up and say, what are you guys talking about? But I get it. I don't think we played great either at times. But then other times to finish the game we did against that defense, no one's done that to them. No one has done against the team that, you know, how much respect I have for that coach and that staff and everybody and that place. That was awful. I mean, that was a tough environment. It was so, yeah, and once again, I'm not saying, because I don't want to come across saying, well, we're 9-1. No, we're not playing great at times. But then our defense came out there and played the way they did. And our special teams played the way they did. And it was a great team win. But we're not where I would like us to be. Is that fair?
Front row right, Austin.
Urban, I mean, you have to go through this every single year where, you know, the game sits there on the last week of the regular season and you have one more to get through. It's human nature, I think, for players to want to start looking ahead to the rivalry. How do you avoid that? It's probably going to come up as a discussion at some point amongst them, but how do you...
It did already. I mean, I had a chat with them. I think this is one of the more talented teams in the Big Ten. They beat Texas early on. They are extremely good skill. They just had a guy rush for 200 yards. Their defense is a top 20 defense. Our guys watch film. There's not our guys are very intelligent players here. You know, I do worry about staring at phones all day long, but they know what's in store, and I can assure you this is focus on going to win that game at noon.
Yeah. And you referenced the way that you guys played defensively on Saturday, specifically with the linebackers. That's been a unit that's, you know, had some ups and downs throughout the year. What was the evaluation there from Coach Davis or Coach Chiano for how those guys played on Saturday?
Tuff had a great day. Graded almost 90%. Malik Harrison, 90%. Pete Werner, 90%. So one of their best days.
And I think Jerry might have mentioned that Baron Browning picked up an injury or something last week. Yeah. What's he dealing with? Would he be back?
I don't want to get deep into the injuries, but he's probable for this week.
Far left, Lori.
A couple of your players last week, Coach said that they found some additional spirit or energy that either wasn't there or hadn't been there recently. And I'm wondering how you inject that as a coach, because that seems like something that you can't order, or because if you force it, it might make things worse.
So the question is?
They said you were stressing having fun. How do you do that without ordering them have fun?
I just start yelling, have fun at it. No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously, how do you do
it? I know you are. And I'm being very serious, too. That's a fine line, and every team's different. You know, you have Sam Hubbard, Tyquan Lewis, Jalen Holmes sit right there, and, you know, and then you have a bunch of Tyreek Smith, who's going to be a fine player. And so it's just a very different, you know, it's a different recipe, different, you know, it's so different. And that's my job and our staff's job and our leaders on our team job. So it's a great question. It's a very deep question that is the essence of what we do. There's not something I'm going to go pull up and say, coach's manual, page 226, and say, okay, now, say, have fun, smile, and you know, you got to feel, especially during practice, you know, the positive is that a lot of the maybe not fun was the fact that we had so many guys hurt, and you're just, you know, you're like, we don't know on Thursday who's going to be playing. It's a little more consistent now.
When you tell your guys to have fun, but celebrate a little bit, chest bump, when you encourage that, do they seem a little bit surprised? Because that doesn't seem like something you would expect to hear from
Do they act surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, believe it or not, I'm a halfway fun guy. So it's been a while, but yeah. So I've just been doing this a long time, and once again, it's the formula of what you're facing and what you're dealing with.
Doug?
Urban, when you guys were trying to get the run game going, you had mentioned a couple times the tailbacks, breaking tackles, just running a little harder. JK had the breakout against Nebraska, then Mike last week. What did you maybe think they were maybe missing a little bit early on? With
just
that?
Emphasis, and man, I love those two guys, and they've done it in practice, and that's the only thing I'll say about our offensive line is now is that are we where we need to be? No. Do they grind and work and fight and spit and everything they can? You know, we made a big point of the last the fourth quarter in that game now. And against that, once again, in great respect, I talk about that program all the time because I do. And that defense, that's as good a rush defense as I've seen. And to be able to do that, Mike Weber's last touchdown, there was a guy in a hole, he hit, spun off, and got in the end zone. And he's been working on that. And then notice he's also very tight with the ball. So I think Coach Alford's done a very good job with him. And you know, to be honest, this one's going to be very same. This is a odd four-eye defense that's negates double teams, and it's a rugged group.
You guys also had talked about missed tackles after the Purdue and Nebraska games. What, do you have a number on that?
I don't have one, and I'm sure Coach Yano, but that was one of our better days. I do not have that in front of me.
And the guys had just talked about it again. It seemed like you had emphasized that during the week in practice, and you saw that. You felt like you saw that on the field Saturday then?
I did, and this will be even a bigger challenge just because of the skill. You know, their skills. This team are playing outstanding.
Front row right, Tim?
Yeah, Urban, Tate Martell got into the game in crunch time three times, one of which was negated by a penalty. But do you see that expanding as this season matures?
I do.
And why?
I think he gives you first of all, he's a good player. I give him a 5 on the competitor scale. You know, he's an elite competitor. He's worked his you-know-what off, and I do see that.
But to have the confidence to put him into a game when it's...
Well, he does it out here.
Yeah. I mean, but you saw that in practice, and that's why
sure.
You... Yeah, yeah. Is there any... right now, do you see a spark that has come from putting Brendan White into the game on defense? Have you seen anything that he's brought to the table that was missing?
I believe so. You know, once again, I hand that... I personally have, I believe, but... I just see he's playing well, you know, and he got, you know, we're tackling. He's done a nice job of that. But like I said, this is the challenge. The challenge is coming up.
And I got to ask you one last quick thing. You know, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but a former coach here, Zach Smith, is making some allegations out there about a former coach he used to work with, Tom Herman, on Twitter last night and stuff. Are you aware of that? Do you just move on from that? What's just sort of your approach to that?
Move on.
Second row right, Tony.
Kevin, the wins over Michigan State, your respect for Michigan State, you go back to 2012, 2014, those were galvanizing wins for the program, for the team that year. Have you sensed any of that coming off of this win on Saturday?
It's just so much to work on right now. I believe so. I know they enjoyed yesterday, which is, you know, we always talk about elite warriors. They celebrated mission accomplished within reason and within time, and then they wait for the next assignment, and they receive their next assignment, and it's moved on. But don't kid yourself. Now food tastes better, and you know it's not quite as cold outside and everything else when you play like playing win on the road.
And then Luke Farrell, champion the last 2 weeks. Running game has been better the last 2 weeks. Is that a coincidence?
No, he's playing pretty good.
Far right, Clay.
Did you believe Drew Crispin wasn't the Big Ten special teams player of the week? That's a move on. I like the synergy that we have. On a more serious note, thoughts on any reaction to DJ Durkin's ouster there and the responsibility a head coach bears when he may or may not be in the presence of this incident?
Move on.
He was on your staff a couple times.
He was my GA. He was my very close with him and his family, like very close.
Can you talk with him? Sure.
Yeah.
Urban, have you ever had a punter affect a game as much as Drew did Saturday?
When I read those stats, I don't believe I have. Yeah. You know, I've had, you know, because we try to play the game like this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure five straight like that.
And last couple questions, front row, Bill.
Rob kind of asked, but 2 weeks ago you got the run game fixed. Last week your defense played much better. I mean, do you feel like at least the pieces are there to make the run that you want to run?
We've been asked many questions about the weaknesses, and we're just still not there yet where we need to be. And this is a huge challenge for us.
What do you really like about this team right now?
I like the people. I love the people.
And far left, Matt?
Dovetailing off of what Tim was asking about Brendan White, how difficult is it? I mean, we're in week 10, and he got the opportunity a couple games ago because of what happened to Jordan. How difficult is it to make a personnel change this late in the season and what he has done and how he's responded? How rare is it for you to have a guy come in this late and
It's rare, but you've been dealing with injuries, and you know, when injury opportunity arises, and he answered the bell. You know, we've had sometimes that not happen, but there's a great history of guys that step up and go play, and Brendan's had two very good games.
And one last
3-0.
One last thing. How difficult? What makes a good gunner? You're talking about
guard.
Gunner. What makes a good gunner, like what Terry McLaurin does, and you used to say that about Devin Smith. What,
unselfish, number one. Understanding of the plan to win and appreciation of it. So you have to be intelligent. You have to be unselfish. You have to be tough. And then obviously you have to have the God-given skill set to be extremely fast and get down the field. And I should have a gunner wall somewhere around here because those are my guys, and those are – don't mess with them. They're my peoples. And Evan Spencer's famous around here because of what he's done. Devin Smith cut his teeth doing that and was as good as there was. So I could talk about those guys all day if you want.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.